Here on the campus of North Carolina State University in Raleigh, students from India are an important part of the campus. Graduate students Nikhil Despande from Pune and Sibin Mohan from Bangalore say NC State was very welcoming to them both. Nikhil adds that the school made his dreams of research a reality.
It is the best place to come to study. We know that all the top-ranked research, all the top-ranked technologies are developed in the U.S.
Besides fitting in as a student, Sibin Mohan says adapting to life in America was no big deal.
The Indian student community here is very strong and well-knit, so we don't miss home or Indian food or any such thing. Along the way, we got to learn, you know, American football. I go to all the games now. I'm a devoted fan.
The Chancellor of North Carolina State University, Dr. James Oblinger, will be accompanying the State Department's Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs, Karen Hughes, and presidents from five other American schools. Chancellor Oblinger says international education, particularly with Indian students, is a very important component of the academic structure of North Carolina State University.
They enrich the community in a lot of different ways. The mixing of cultures, religions, traditions, and those types of things. We think that's very important for our students to be exposed to that.
He notes that Indian students have made a very positive impact on North Carolina State University and that American education is expanding beyond its borders.
They maintain their traditions, they celebrate the holidays and the festivals, and that's very good for the Indian population. It's just as good for the American students to appreciate and participate in that form of culture too. We think that's very positive, essential, as we live in a, you know, knowledge-based global economy.
Speaking in Washington, Undersecretary Karen Hughes said she's looking forward to the trip and making U.S.-Indian educational ties even stronger.
We have a very broad dialogue with India, a very broad global strategic partnership. And when you think about the areas in which we're cooperating, for whether it be energy or agriculture or high-tech issues, education is foundational to all of them, and so we think we really have an opportunity on this trip to expand that partnership.
She adds that not only will she discuss Indian students coming to the United States, but American students traveling to India.
America and India have many, as the world's two great democracies, have many, many interests in common and many values in common and many interests around the world in common. And so I think it really helps broaden the mind and the life and the life experience and the education of a student just to visit another country.
The trip will only reinforce the message for Indians that the doors to American universities like North Carolina State University are wide open.